Hey, everybody, we're here with Ashley Colris, COO of a Legacy Federal Credit Union. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Glad to see you.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you, too, in person. We've talked many times via Skype, and because of you are a champion of the Q's Next Top Credit Union Executive, what was it, 3 years ago already?
4 years ago.
4 years ago. Time flies. How are you? What's been going on in your world? Obviously, you're doing great things at a Legacy, and a Legacy is doing great things as well. So, want to give us a quick 411? What's going on?
Yeah, honored to be here, first of all. I'm welcome to come back and judge this year, which has been very exciting for me to be part of that. And then just honored to be part of a Legacy. So I am into my almost 13th year with the credit union, and we've continued to do great things. Mm-hmm. We are evolving in our wellness efforts. So when I was here in 2012 doing the project as part of the Next Top Credit Executive, I was talking about our member experience and customer, our member journey mapping on our customer journey. And one of the things that we were doing that was more of the external effort, internally we were also working on wellness. And what we have now is all of our wellness efforts that we've done inside, we are now giving to our members.
Oh, so great.
We have created a program where we have an all health wellness savings account.
What? Wow.
Yes. Okay. And so for our members, so all health was our employee wellness program. Okay. And now the program is offered to our members. We have partnered with the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina. And because for us, our brand promise is to do right for your well-being. And so because of that, with the YMCA, obviously their promise as well is the well-being of the people who go to the Y.
Right, right.
So that partnership was kind of a natural marriage. And so now we're looking at ensuring the well-being of someone, not only physically, but financially, is there. And the more visits you frequent to the Y on a monthly basis, the higher you can earn in your dividends on your savings account.
I like this.
First of its kind in the industry.
Wow. Yeah, I like that. Pushing that envelope.
So, absolutely. And we're seeing great results. New members from it. Existing members who are converting their Y account to this account because it's just a natural fit for them and just being rewarded for doing the right thing for their well-being, and then for us to be able to give back to them just as a thank you.
Now, is this something that your cohort Garrett Throckmorton?
Yes.
That when he was also part of the one of the greatest names in the industry, by the way.
I know.
Garrett Throckmorton.
He's a great guy too.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, so he did. He came last year as a Next Top Credit Union Executive contestant, and he submitted on another effort we're doing with our wellness efforts, which is on the healthcare financial advising. So we have, as an organization, we have the investment group, and we have our CUSOs, and then we also have the credit union component. So for our investment group, our investment members, investment clients are able to receive healthcare financial advising, which is ensuring not only are you getting advice on your financial plan, you're also getting advice on how that impacts your healthcare planning. And so we partnered with a one of the larger hospitals in our area to provide that service. So that's for our investment clients. For our subsidiary clients who use our benefit services or our payroll services, we now have consulting on health, on how to provide an employee wellness program. And then for our members who are on the retail side, we have the ability now for them to have a product as well, which is all health savings account.
Ashley, you guys are rocking it. Well done.
Well, thank you. It ties very much to who we are, which is why it makes such a natural progression. It ties what we believe in. And so that's, again, to do right for somebody's well-being. So it's just become a natural part of who we are, and really proud of what we're doing.
So it's getting fit with your finances, getting fit with your health, and then everything else kind of comes together.
Absolutely. So we look at the social, emotional, the purpose, making sure we're aligned to our community, and then of course the physical and financial. So they're all part of it, because it's really that holistic wellness, and not just, you know, specifically on one part portion, like just physical or just financial. It's the total portion.
Okay, my brain's going here, because this would be kind of a cool little template for other credit. If you guys could set up like a little template for other credit unions, kind of follow suit, and maybe they could put their spin on it. I mean, this is such a great idea for this country in general.
Absolutely. We have our investment group is working with some other credit unions on the investment services. We actually have over $1 billion in assets under management. So our investment group just continues to grow, and they're helping others with their efforts to grow in that area. Of course, the CUSOs have a number of consulting areas they'll consult on. And then with the retail side, we continue to have opportunities to share with other, not only other creatives, but other wives who want to do this in their areas.
Why not?
Why not? So it's just really, it's a good way. It's just really reached out to be such a great opportunity. So.
Oh my gosh, I love this story. I love this story. I really want to expand on it later, but I know we have limited time. But other thing I want to get to is the Q's Next Top Creating Executive. What advice do you have for, I mean, these guys, they're nervous Nellies right now. And so what, I'm nervous for them.
I know, and I think that's part of me. So we got the privilege, you know, to meet them last night and see how they're doing. And I will say the thing is, so they all, the amount of dedication they put into getting to today is unbelievable. And just to be here is the honor. And to be here is, hopefully they recognize just what an amazing, incredible experience this is. And there's still a hard work to come. I hope no matter who the winner is today, they continue to work on their project because it comes from a passion, and you can tell it in their videos and their applications. So just continue with that progression. But then today, whoever is the lucky recipient, to really take pride in that, and also just look forward to the prize package, because the three schools are the most incredible schools and the best, some of the best learning I've ever received from a professional development standpoint. So I am beyond grateful to Q's for not only the opportunity to be part of that, but then part of today to help pay it forward and see somebody else go and take that opportunity, because there's a lot of nerves, a lot of excitement, and I know they're looking forward to the lunchtime presentation, so maybe they can get lunch after and have a little bit of a celebration.
And a sigh of relief. How has it changed your life, though? I mean, I don't want to get too deep into this, but how has it changed your life? Because you said you went to the three schools, and that was immense, great education, thanks to Q's and the whole organization, that whole thing. So how has it changed your life?
Yeah, I would say in some ways more than you even recognized at the time, obviously, because I knew the schools were an amazing opportunity, because I have a personal core value for lifelong learning, so I just knew I would embrace that opportunity. But I had no idea the applicability, not only to what you learn for the applicability of your current role, but just personal as well. You learn about organizational effectiveness, you learn about strategic planning, and then you learn about just your individual leadership. So again, as a mom of two little ones and as a wife, it's just those things you learn about professionally and personally with being a leader, and just being the good, you know, strong core values, and ensuring you're staying true to those as you go along is so important, and just something you can apply on both levels.
So many levels.
So,
so being a mom and all that type of stuff, organization is key.
It is. And just staying true and trying to instill in your children the values that are so important, and making sure that there's that consistency, you know, because as a leader too, I think that's so important that people know.
What a great role model as well for your kiddos, you know?
Thank you. And having a daughter, I hope she, you know, looks at those things, and a son as well, in terms of just recognizing the importance of honesty and values and community. So there's a lot of things we're trying to instill in them at 3 and 1.
Right on.
They're in trouble.
All good. They're in trouble. You're in trouble. Come on.
I'm in trouble. They're cute though. Thank goodness.
It's all good. All good. All right, Ashley, I'll let you get going. I know you got a lot of stuff to do here, but thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.